Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The Australian Olympic Committee says it is maintaining a neutral, unpolitical response to a planned diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Winter Olympics. Australia is refusing to send officials to next year's Olympics because of human rights concerns raised in China in a similar move to the United States. The federal government says Australian athletes will still take part in the 2022 Games. The committee's chief executive, Matt Carroll, says diplomatic boycotts are for the government to handle.
Our athletes and the team officials, coaches, doctors, myself and the Vice President Ian Chesterman and John Coates will be at the Games, and our athletes will be there to represent the country.
Australian athletes are currently competing at events around the world. New South Wales has had its highest number of daily COVID-19 cases since October the 13th. There were 403 local infections reported on Wednesday. One person died in the state based on the latest health figures. Health officials say 93% of people in New South Wales who are aged 16 years and older are now fully vaccinated. Meanwhile, Victoria is reporting 1,312 new coronavirus cases and 5 deaths. And 91% of that state's population, aged 12 years and older, is also vaccinated against coronavirus. Canberra has detected 8 new COVID-19 infections and 1 death overnight. Queensland has not identified any community transmission, but 2 cases of the Omicron variant are in the state's hotel quarantine system. To overseas news now, Chile's parliament has approved an historic law to legalise marriage and adoption opportunities for same-sex couples. The conservative Latin American nations' upper and lower houses both voted in favour of the bill, which was somewhat confirmed in November before the Senate sent it back to a committee for clarification. President Sebastián Piñera is one of the supporters of the bill, and he is likely to make it law. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan says anyone committing a crime in the name of religion will face punishment. Mr. Khan made the statement during an event to commemorate the death of a Sri Lankan man. Some factory employees in Pakistan's Punjab province tortured and burned the manager on December the 3rd after accusations of blasphemy. Pakistani cleric Mufti Taqi Usmani says Pakistan is standing in solidarity with the people of Sri Lanka because they are similar.
Scholars of Islamic Sharia throughout the country have gathered here and met His Excellency to express our grief, express our condolence.
This is SBS News in Easy English. Thanks for joining us. I am Stephanie Corsetti.